Donald Trump, Marco Rubio secure Congo-Rwanda peace treaty, great day for the world. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 21, 2025. President Donald Trump revealed Friday that a peace treaty between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of Rwanda has been secured, stating that it was a great day for the world. In a post on Truth Social, Trump revealed he and Secretary of State Marco Rubio had worked to arrange a wonderful treaty between the two countries. Trump added that representatives from both countries will be in Washington, D.C., on Monday to sign documents. "I'm very happy to report that I have arranged, along with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, a wonderful treaty between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of Rwanda, in their war, which was known for violent bloodshed and death, more so even than most other wars, and has gone on for decades," Trump wrote, adding that it was a great day for Africa and the world. Trump lamented how he would not get a Nobel Peace Prize for helping to secure a peace treaty between the two countries, nor for stopping the war between India and Pakistan. The post from Trump came as Pakistan revealed that it was nominating Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts in helping to prevent a war between India and Pakistan. "I won't get a Nobel Peace Prize for stopping the war between Serbia and Kosovo. I won't get a Nobel Peace Prize for keeping peace between Egypt and Ethiopia. A massive Ethiopian-built dam, stupidly financed by the United States of America, substantially reduces the water flowing into the Nile River. And I won't get a Nobel Peace Prize for doing the Abraham Accords in the Middle East, which, if all goes well, will be loaded to the brim with additional countries signing on, and will unify the Middle East for the first time in the ages," Trump added. As Breitbart News reported at the time, the United States government under Trump's first administration was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for work in Serbia and Kosovo. In January 2024, Trump was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for working to implement the Abraham Accords Treaty in the Middle East. Building on the Declaration of Principles signed on April 25, 2025, the agreement was developed over 3 days of constructive dialogue regarding political, security, and economic interests, the joint statement from the governments of the United States, Republic of Rwanda, and DRC said. The joint statement continued. "The agreement includes provisions on respect for territorial integrity and a prohibition of hostilities, disengagement, disarmament, and conditional integration of non-state armed groups. Establishment of a joint security coordination mechanism that incorporates the CONOPS of October 31, 2024. Facilitation of the return of refugees and internally displaced persons, as well as humanitarian access, and a regional economic integration framework." In a press release on Wednesday, the Department of State revealed that technical teams from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, and the Republic of Rwanda had initialed the text of the peace agreement, which was witnessed by U.S. Undersecretary for Political Affairs Alison Hooker.